I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, it's during times like this that I'd love to step outside the country. The internet lets us do that. I love to step outside the country to see what this chaos looks like from afar. What chaos? The chaos caused by the deep state, the Democrat Party's lust for complete, total, and unchallenged power. Their lust to create a one-party system, which is what China has, which is what all authoritarian regimes have. They are a one-party system. It has created very unnormal times. And Americans aren't used to looking at themselves the way that the world looks at us. What does this look like to the world? Well, when I want to know that, I go to the Times of Asia. I go to the Times of India. Highly read publications. I go to the UK Daily Mail. This is how we look this morning in the midst of all this Biden stuff, okay? This is how we look. This is the Times of India, published in no less than 14 languages. Through the world can good and get us newful of what used to be the United States of America, but now is largely unrecognizable. Headline. You ready for this? This is how we're perceived. Times of India. All know Biden not running the country. Nancy Pelosi, Obama are. And they cite Utah Senator Tommy Tuberville as their source for this. They're telling the world Joe Biden is not running the country. This is a country that is adrift. Now think who's reading this, okay? Millionaires, billionaires, investors, investment funds. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, they cite him as the one saying this, but this is the angle they choose. Okay, they could have chosen any angle. This is the one that makes the most sense to them. This is what they're telling the world. The first 2 years, Biden may have had some say in what is going on, but he's been out of it since after the first year in office, the Times of India reports. You can tell this by looking at the actions of Schumer and Pelosi the first 2 years of the Biden administration. They were calling the shots. The deep state has total control of this. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Obama's been running the country along with Secretary of State Antony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. They've all been making the decisions. Joe Biden hasn't been making the decisions. They've had total control, not the president. Wow. Just wow. So you're an investor, okay? You're not right wing. You're not left wing. You just want to make money investing in the U.S. economy. We depend on that money coming into this country. Would you invest in a energy-rich, resource-rich third world country run by the intelligence services of that country? Would you do that? Is that dependable? Run by the deep state of that country? Run by some weirdo shadow government that you couldn't fully identify, but you can't trust their elections? No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Well, congratulations, America, because we now look like that third world country. That's how we look this morning. We look weird. We look bizarre. But third world countries often do, because they usually tilt from coup to coup to coup. And that's what's going on right now. We're tilting from coup to coup to coup to coup. Democrats don't care what they destroy, who they impoverish, what institutions they smash. So what are you seeing right now? Well, if you're one of my Battleground America listeners, you're kind of bored with this whole thing, because I told you in December it would happen exactly this way. They are implementing the plan, and we're seeing the final stages of it. I told you Kamala Harris would not be the nominee, and she will not. I told you the plan was to make Donald Trump a felon, right? They knew Biden was very unpopular all the way back in December. Make Donald Trump a felon, get us feeling really good and confident with some real good polls leading up to our convention, get us to nominate him, and then bam, they'll bring in a new Democrat candidate to replace Joe Biden, who has no federal record. Or if they do, it was they were in Congress 10 years ago before all this went on, before the open borders, before the, hey, let's get illegal immigrants to vote in our elections, which, by the way, the Democrats are openly supporting this week. Do you see that? They're not even hiding it anymore. Gosh, 6 months ago, if you suggested illegal immigrants would one day vote in our elections, you were a horrific racist. Now it is the policy of the Democrat Party. They are unifying the party, according to Axios, unifying the party around opposing a Republican bill that would block illegals from voting in this election, in any election. Their call to battle is, let's make sure illegals can vote in elections. So they're not even hiding it anymore. Folks, when you do stuff like that, okay? When you do stuff like that, you have to get rid of the guy who did it, and that's Joe Biden. They always were going to need to distance themselves from their radical policies, and the only way to do that is to replace the nominee at the last moment. So the plan has always been, as I laid out in a Battleground America podcast and on this show, but really on the podcast because I went in depth, in December, I told you we would be exactly here at this time, and we are. The moves would begin to replace Biden with someone more popular after they have made Donald Trump a felon. And here we go. Now, how this will work out for them, I cannot predict. But I told you what their plan was, and you are watching it. And we saw the final phases of it. What did I tell you? There is no way, no how they're going to let Kamala Harris be their nominee. Democrats don't even like her. She had to drop out of the race, the primary race against Joe Biden, after she hit 2 percentage points. Black people, black Democrats don't like her. White Democrats don't like her. Brown Democrats don't like her. She had to drop out. They are not going to run her. They're not. I told you that in December. So this new plan is their way around it. This new plan is how they can skip Kamala again, as they did in the primary process, but escape the charges of racism. Just like I told you, they would. I'll give you more details on the other side.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.